Tucked away in Mr. Bush's hectic schedule during his visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories is a note saying he would have a private visit with Gilad and Omri Sharon, Ariel Sharon's two sons. It is a reminder, if one is needed, of the extraordinary close personal relationship between the two men. Nearly 10 years ago, when Mr. Bush first visited Israel, it was Ariel Sharon, then foreign minister, who showed him around. Ranan Gissin, a close aide to the former prime minister, says the two men formed an instant bond.
I would say a relationship that goes beyond words, between, how should I say, I could describe it, two cowboys, two farmers, ranchers. There were things among them that they understood each other without talking.
After he became president, one of the first people to pay a personal visit to Mr. Bush at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, was Ariel Sharon. The two men spent hours discussing a variety of topics, but both said what they really enjoyed talking about was farming and ranching. 2 years ago, Ariel Sharon suffered a massive stroke. He was at his farm in the Negev Desert when he began experiencing stroke symptoms. He had suffered a mild stroke 1 month earlier, but this one was massive. By the time he was wheeled into the emergency room at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, Mr. Sharon was in a coma. Now he lies connected to a feeding tube in what a hospital statement recently described as a deep coma. Hours before his stroke, in his last public comments, Mr. Sharon said he planned to form a new government and push ahead with disengagement from Palestinian areas. Mr. Sharon said the disengagement that he had carried out from the Gaza Strip had been a success, and that it was a model he would carry forward. Just weeks earlier, Ariel Sharon had left the right-wing Likud party and formed a new centrist party he called Kadima. He said his goal was to draw Israel's final border with the Palestinians, a task now left to his successor, Ehud Olmert, who succeeded him as Kadima's leader and as prime minister. Mr. Olmert's tenure has been rocky. His conduct during Israel's war in Lebanon is under official review and could end his political career within weeks or months. He presides over a government made up of an uneasy coalition of politicians, many of whom say they do not support his pledge to reach a peace agreement with the Palestinians by the end of this year. Ranan Gissin says Ariel Sharon had his enemies. He was disliked by many Israelis, and he was hated by Palestinians. But Gissin says Ariel Sharon offered Israelis a rare commodity, peace of mind.
Sharon enjoyed a very rare commodity in politics, trust. And that trust has never waned, even when the chips were down, even when his popularity rating was very low. And I think that's what the people in Israel today crave for. Not peace. They know they don't. That peace is a long way away. But someone that can instill in them peace of mind.
Ariel Sharon's two sons visit him almost every day, although they said they did not mark the anniversary of his massive stroke. In an interview with the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv, Omri Sharon said the only anniversary he will mark will be when his father rises from his bed. And the topic of conversation with Mr. Bush? That will be farming. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.